Congress gets ready to step on the gas. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. With 8 days left to avoid a partial government shutdown, the Senate's in search of consensus on a short-term spending bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We would hope that as quickly as possible, they would come to agreement, send it to us. We are prepared to take it up. We have same-day authority already built in.
The Senate Majority Leader is setting up a test vote next week on something that may or may not be included, a pipeline permitting plan pushed by West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin as part of Manchin's previous vote in favor of the Inflation Reduction Act. A day after telling House lawmakers it's time to rein in government spending, top banking executives back on Capitol Hill for a Senate hearing. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon says rising interest rates and the war in Ukraine could threaten the economy.
Those things have the potential to put the country and the world into a recession, which will obviously help inflation, but is not the preferred way to get there.
Some Democrats pressing the banks to do more for progressive priorities, like cutting financing for fossil fuel companies. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones sidestepping some questions as he testifies at a Connecticut trial over how much he has to pay families for spreading lies about the Sandy Hook school shooting.
I cannot answer this question truthfully without violating the court's order.
Jones noting the judge's direction not to reference his company's bankruptcy proceedings. As for the massacre at Sandy Hook, Jones says he no longer believes the shooting was a hoax, but he has argued the defamation trials are being used to attack his free speech rights. On Wall Street, stocks finish lower. The Dow down 107 at the closing bell after a mixed day overall without any big swings after yesterday's rate hike by the Fed. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A COVID relief program for businesses turns into a get-out-of-jail-free card for scammers.
Police in Joliet in suburban Chicago, along with help from the Will County Sheriff's Office and U.S. Marshals, arresting 15 people for allegedly falsifying PPP business loan applications. Another 10 people are wanted. All we're told were guests of the Will County Jail when they received government PPP loan checks worth tens of thousands of dollars.
Some of the targets bonded out on their felony cases days after receiving their fraudulent PPP loan.
Joliet Police Chief William Evans saying Operation Triple P will help put these offenders back in jail, where some face felony gun or drug charges and now wire fraud and theft.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Canada is set to drop a vaccine mandate for foreign travelers entering the country, a source telling the Associated Press that the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has agreed to let a cabinet order enforcing mandatory COVID shots at the border will expire at the end of the month. Russian players in the NHL might have a hard time playing the opening games of the season in the Czech Republic.
3 months since the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club did not allow tennis players from Russia and Belarus to compete at Wimbledon, the foreign ministry from the Czech Republic is trying to do something similar regarding Russian hockey players on NHL rosters of the Nashville Predators and the San Jose Sharks, who are scheduled to play two regular season games in Prague, October 7th and 8th. The Czech Foreign Ministry wrote to the NHL to state that at this moment, the Czech Republic or any other state in the visa-free Schengen zone should not issue visas to Russian players to enter our territory. The ministry said it's also negotiating to ban entry for citizens of the Russian Federation who already had received visas.
Fox's Jared Max, the Predators and the Sharks each have one Russian player who would be expected to make that trip. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.